Blog Talk Radio.
Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana, your intuitive psychic empath.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. First, I want to say that if you have called into the show the past two shows, or one of those two times, I ask that you, rather than, you know, getting on the call list, that you just listen to the show, to allow other people that haven't had a chance to get a reading to get their reading. Also, if you would like to donate some money, please click on the PayPal link that I have listed in the description box. It's paypal.me/Christiana. And today, you will also be receiving a channeled message from Oshun before the readings begin. For more info on my services provided, please go to my Facebook page. On this page, you will see my website listed as well as my testimonial. And again, the link is in the description box. Thank you and welcome to the show. So, I have to pull up the channeled message that I have written down. Sorry for the delay. Okay. One second here. I should have had this ready before the start of the show, so I apologize. Okay. All right. So this was meant for Valentine's Day or to be around Valentine's Day, but unfortunately I didn't have my show on Valentine's Day. But I'm trying something new. I'm trying channeling messages from spirit. So Oshun has said this. She's been coming through a lot recently. Here is her channel message. My children, know that you are beautiful and loved. You are divine sensual creatures made for love. I understand your need for companionship on Valentine's Day, but for those of you that are single, know you never walk alone. I am with you. I am here and I provide the sweetness in life. Know that there is always something worth living for, even when you are feeling lonely. Oshun. And Oshun is the goddess of love, beauty, sensuality, fertility. She is, could be considered like the equivalent to Aphrodite. So yeah, that is the channel message for today. Now I'm going to jump right into readings. And again, if you've called the past, you know, one of the past two shows that I've had, please just listen rather than dialing one on your phone so you can allow other people to get a reading. Okay, first area code is calling from the 805 area code. Hello?
Hello. Hi.
Hi. How can I help you today? And who's calling?
My name's Donna. I'm in California. I have a question. I think that I hope you can answer it. I had a friend when I was 20, and then the last saw her when I was 30, and that was 35 years ago. And then I looked her up on Facebook. She got a hold of me, and she has a townhouse in Florida that her mom gave her, and she has problems with the brokers and the HOA. And so she said she'd give me 15% of the selling price, which is about $170,000, if I'd go there and sit in the house and show it. And then if it sold, you know, she would come down and, you know, from New York. But, and then do you see this happening and her giving me the money and everything if I go do this?
Okay, I think that's something for the pendulum. You want just a yes
okay.
or no answer?
Sure.
I'm assuming.
Okay, so just focus on your question again and just ask it one more time.
If I go to Florida for Michelle and sell her house, will she give me the 15%?
One second. It's saying no.
They're saying no.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Sometimes there's always a chance.
I mean, I hate to say it, but there's always a chance that it could be wrong because sometimes the pendulum can be wrong. So
yeah.
I wouldn't put all your eggs in one basket. You know, just. If you personally feel that this is something you should do, then I can go ahead and do it. But
okay, well, it might be a little adventure for me, and I could make some money, you know, so that part would be good. Can I ask another little one if I'm ever going to get married? Because I've never been married my whole life, and I'm getting older now, so I'll probably die. I don't know if I'm going to die being married or never been married.
Is she ever going to get married? So it's saying, the pendulum is saying yes.
Oh. Okay.
And I usually just do one question per person, but since the reading was so short, I just figured I'd answer your question. So yes.
Okay.
And also, can you hear me all right?
Oh, I can hear you fine, Christiana.
Sorry, I'm having issues with my phone. Okay. So it's saying that when you meet this person, you'll both be going on some kind of a retreat.
Oh.
And it's saying that it's time to disconnect from the world.
Okay.
Yep. So
to
that's
go on
a
retreat.
Little short reading for you, but
yeah.
I hope that at least helped a little bit.
Yeah, thank you. You have a nice evening.
Thank you. You too. 111 area code.
Hi, ma'am. Melissa, Colorado.
Hi. What is your question for me today, and who's calling?
Yes, Lisa. And a question for you. I have a job that I do part time, and the question is, there's a lot of conflict. This question is, should I leave it? Or should I leave that job?
Okay, do you want tarot reading or do you want a yes or no answer?
A yes or no answer? Because I work with a lot of females.
So should you leave your job is what you're asking.
Yeah, the new job, I have a new job, and that job that I have, it's a part-time, and the females are very, they require explanation for everything, even if the shoe was left on the desk. I don't have time for that.
So okay, so you're asking if you should get a new job then, right?
Thank you.
Okay,
I
that's what I'm asking.
Job.
Huh?
Yes, please. Well, however simple for you. And I'm sorry if I'm not
No, that's okay. I just try to get specific so I can ask Spirit, you know.
The job that I have with all those females who are very controversial, are they going to continue to be problematic?
It says, yes, you should leave your job. And what is your second question? Is it going to continue to be problematic?
Yes, one second.
So yes to both.
Okay. Thank you very much. Love your show. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
For those of you that are left, just know that you can either do a pendulum reading, and that's a yes or no answer, or I can pull a few cards for you from the tarot deck. So just let me know. Next call, 831.
Thank you for taking my call. I wanted to know if you could do the tarot for me with my question.
Okay. And your name?
My name is Christina.
Okay. What's your question?
The question that I have is it worth giving this relationship another chance, or should I, is it just, are we just on two different pages? Like, is he not able to be honest?
Okay. So let's focus on one question at a time. Is the relationship worth giving it a chance? Should you give it a chance? Is what I'm asking right now.
Yeah, for tarot, yeah. Like, I don't know what his true intentions are. I guess, like, more of the same, or will it be different?
Okay. So first I pulled some oracle cards for you, then second I will pull some tarot cards for you. Were you two going to get married, or are you married?
We were for very many, many years, and we're not anymore. And
okay.
But yet the weird thing is we've never been apart. I mean, we are, but I mean, we never emotionally divorced, and it's just been him going through his stuff, and now I don't want to have the same kind of a relationship. I want something real, but I don't know if he's going to be able to, if he's just telling me what I want to hear, or if he's serious about wanting to evolve.
Well, okay, so it first has the past card, recent past, and it says that this situation involves marriage, or in your case, it is still kind of like you're married. So that what you're saying makes
sense.
The second card is the present card, and this is the unrequited love card in reverse. So that's telling me that there's still, because of the opposite of what the card says, so that's telling me that there is still chemistry and, you know, like attraction there. But at the same time, this it's not really making much sense to me, so maybe you could shed light on what this is saying. But I have the passion card in reverse, so there might be a problem in that area. Even though there is still attraction there, there's some kind of problem with the romance and the passion. But, so that was just the beginning of your reading. I'm going to pull some more cards, and you can ask another question if you want to after I finish this reading. Just shuffling right now.
Thank you.
Okay. Can you hear me all right?
I can hear you really good. Yes.
Okay. So, let's see. It's just saying that you're having some fears surrounding money.
That is true.
And it says,
am I going to be okay?
Being too frivolous or too cautious with money. So one of the two.
Wait, can you say that again? Because you kind of went in and out when you said that.
It says
something about being cautious.
Being too frivolous or too cautious with money.
That's great. I have been.
Yeah, and that is the Four of Earth, the Five of Earth, and the Four of Earth. And then I got the Six of Air. Things are looking up. The end of a difficult situation, taking a trip. So the Six of Air is just telling me that, like it says, things are looking up, and things, there's definitely room for improvement, and it's worth, you know, giving your relationship a second chance. Just as long as he's on the same page with you.
Okay.
Hello?
Well, and then just me. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Yeah.
Yeah. I just want to make sure there's boundaries and honesty and, you know.
Yeah. I pulled the Seven of Air. And it says that your plans need revision. More going on than meets the eye. Poor timing. So while things can get better, there is a chance that things can get better if you both work on it. But at the same time, there's kind of like a block right now from things moving forward because, like it says, more going on than meets the eye. He's not being completely open, and he needs to be open with you in order to make things work. So it looks like that you guys are going to kind of be stuck for a while until he decides to finally open up to you about things and, you know, be completely honest with you about everything that's going on.
Is it deceitfulness that's going on or just other things going on that I'm not aware of?
I don't feel that it's deceitfulness. I just feel like emotionally, like he keeps a lot into himself and he doesn't share things with you as much as he should.
Yeah, that's how it's been for 20 years and I don't want that. He needs to take a chance. And I sort of, I've stood by you when no one else would have. And, you know, I know we're human and, you know, we all are growing and things happen, but that I believe I've earned, you know, I think someone really hurt him and he took his heart and just really used his vulnerability to hurt him. So I think that that's part of why he's afraid, because he's never in his life to anyone ever opened up. And so I feel afraid. I just want to take things really slowly and set boundaries and not move too fast, because it's going to heal, then it needs to heal. Yeah, I need it to heal in the right way, not in anything superficial.
You know,
so slow and steady, and just take, you know, step back. I feel, no, I need to put the brakes on a little bit, a lot, actually, and then just have maybe a therapist guide us.
Yeah. I mean, you know what's best for you. Sounds like you have a really solid plan.
Thank you. Just now, would I be able to ask another question, or is that the only one?
You can ask another question.
That's great. I have a dream, and I am in a position where I really just want to go for it and just see myself doing it and not worry about the details. Will that work out?
Okay.
And I don't know if it's going to be in this house or if I'm going to be moving to another house. I'm hoping to be in this home, but if it's better for me to be in another home, then I don't want to block it. So wherever I'm meant to be, do you see it happening in this home or in another one?
Well, let's focus on the dream question first. If you're asking if it will work out for you, your dream.
Well, yeah, but I need to be able to do it in a house, and I don't know. So it's like it goes together. Like, in order to do it, I want to do it. Will it be happening here, or will it be in another home? Because I am preparing to move if I need to make this happen.
Okay. Has there been somebody that's been kind of making you feel like you need to defend your position, your decision, as far as your dream?
Has there been anyone are you asking if anyone's made me feel that way? Or, because I couldn't quite hear the first part.
Yeah,
and I just said, I have to be who
ahead.
I am. I told the person, you're just in fear.
Mm-hmm. So that Seven of Fire card is reflecting that. And then I got the Six of Fire. So it's saying victory. Good news is on its way. Public recognition or awards. So it's saying that things are going to work out for you with your business. Things are going to go well, and I'll figure out about the house situation in a minute. And then I got the Ten of Earth. A very happy family life, financial security, finding magic in the little things in life. So, yeah, definitely this business will bring you financial security, but it's going to take, I heard the word time, so it's just going to take some time to build up your business and to really get to a place where you're financially secure. And now I'm going to just ask the pendulum if you want to know, will it be in the house you're living or in a new house, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so in your business you're talking about.
Yeah, to do this, I want to do everything from this house. Several little irons in the fire, but one of them, I absolutely have to be in a house, and I need permission from the owners to be able to do it.
Okay.
One second. Taking a long time to respond. Okay, she's asking if it will be in her house that she's currently in. Yes or no? So no for that house. Will be in a new house. Is she going to find a new house for this? So right away it said yes for that one. So it's going to be a new
house. Well, my mom is thinking about maybe letting me do it in her home, and she's talking with her husband about it now. She's just afraid for me. And so I'm wondering if it's going to be there, because if it is, it would be by the 1st of April.
Oh, okay. So is it going to be at your mom's house? Is it going to be at her mom's house? Yes or no? So right away it said yes for your mom's house.
Oh, that's so great, because it's when it's a bigger home. It's next to the ocean, and I told her just pray about it and think about it. She worries for me, and I said, you know, I have to be who I am. And when you do what fulfills you, happiness is like a magnet. And
that's true.
Yeah, and I appreciate you giving me the reading, and I really appreciate that. That really takes a lot off of me, because I thought, well, listen, if it's meant, wherever it's meant to be, I don't want to block it, because sometimes I will block receiving when I say it needs to be a certain way, then you're going to block it. So I want wherever it is meant to be. Yeah. So I just had this feeling, because I saw her in a vision, you know, and anyway, so that's good news. And I'm giving her time, you know, to come to terms with her fear, because she's always supported me before, and I've done it before in her home years ago. But she's very protective over me. And I just said, I have to be who I am. I don't want to be an old woman in my bed with regrets that I didn't go after what I love out of fear. Just got to trust, got to light every step.
Yeah, you just got to go for it.
Thank you.
Not everybody can.
How do I pronounce your name?
Oh, it's Christiana.
Can you do that? Christiana.
Huh?
That's such a pretty name. Such a beautiful name. You were saying not everybody can do something like that?
Not everybody has the guts to go out and go after their dream. So it's good that you're going for it.
Part of what I want to do is talk and share my journey and, you know, just ask Archangel Gabriel to, like, okay, what should I be sharing? And just the perspective of whenever I've wanted to know details, and I didn't know what they were, that's when you're thinking logically, well, logically, this isn't, I don't know the details, so it wouldn't be safe. And it always gets put off. So I just really want to share what my journey has been like, and anything that would benefit anyone from hearing, like the message that you gave us all before you took readings. I really wanted to say thank you for that. And
you're welcome.
I'm a first-time caller. Thank you. I'm a first-time caller.
You should
I'm happy to meet
send
you.
Send me a message. I'm happy to meet you, too. Thank you for calling. You should send me a message on Facebook, because I could probably let you on my show one of these days and to share your story.
Oh, thank you. Well, I'm a near-deather, so, you know, I've had quite I've had quite an adventure
love to hear
here.
Your story. Yeah, I would
thank
love
you.
To
I will,
hear your story.
And Is with your host name, is that the same name that I would find you on Facebook?
Click on the link under the description box for the show. It's
okay.
It'll say facebook.com/GoldieThePsychic. It's for my Enchant Psychic Readings page. Sometimes I go by Lady Goldie, but my name's
okay.
Christina.
Thank you. I will definitely reach out, and I appreciate that. And I look forward to connecting with you, and have a blessed evening. Can I still hang on, and I'll take my hand down in the queue and listen to the other readings that are going to happen?
Definitely. I'll put you on hold to listen. Thank you for calling.
Oh, many blessings. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Have a wonderful day or wonderful night. There's about 14 minutes left, so caller 401 area code, you have 14 minutes.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm calling and... You're welcome. What is your question for me today, and what is your name?
My name is Carrie. Excuse me. I'm a first-time caller as well. I came across your show after it had already started, but it's been great. I think I needed to reach out tonight, and I'm happy to have found your show. I'm open to a tarot reading. I really don't have a specific question because I think I have a lot of questions going on right now. So maybe whatever the cards say. intuitively, just a lot going on as far as transitions go. And it's sort of it's been a rough couple of years, but I'm open to new change. So I'm trying to make the best decisions for myself to stay grounded and not allow others, you know, sort of to influence them, if that makes sense.
You're trying to not let others influence your decisions?
In my forward movement. I'm in a relationship that sort of revealed itself to me over time. There's a commitment without a marriage. So we have some issues to deal with property-wise. So without giving you too much info, it's just sort of whatever the cards reveal from someone else, because I do work like this myself, and sometimes it's just I need another person's perspective.
Okay, so I'll just do a general reading, and I won't ask any specific questions.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Absolutely, if that's okay with you.
Yeah. One second while I shuffle. These cards are really hard to shuffle. They're brand new.
Those are the best.
Yeah. Okay. Can you hear me?
I can. I don't
Hello?
Know if you, I just
okay.
heard you. Okay.
Perfect. So, okay. So, it's funny, the lady before you mentioned Archangel Gabriel. And he's coming through in this reading, and it's saying that that you've been going through like an awakening. It says, look at things from a different perspective, a temporary standstill. It's important to be yourself.
Wow.
And then I got the Queen of Fire card, confident, warm, intelligent, graceful. Stretch your wings and fly. Don't underestimate yourself. Assert your independence and creativity.
Wow.
Eight of Earth. Skilled work is rewarded. Learning all there is to know about a topic. Going back to school, maybe? Nine of Earth. It says, enjoying life's little luxuries, spending quiet time alone, successful self-employment. And then I got the Page of Air, logical, honest, impulsive, curious. Challenging information, delays or changes to plans, truth delivered without tact.
What was the last part? Sorry, I missed that. It cut out just a little
bit. Truth delivered without tact.
Yes. Exactly. Okay. That's I could validate every single one of those cards individually. I'm glad I asked my question the way that I did. Thank you.
And then I got the Emperor card, and this is Archangel Michael coming through. It says organization and logic, structure and discipline, leadership.
Wow.
And then I'll I'll do one more card for you. Two of Fire. You come into your own. New partnerships or contracts continue to move forward.
And what was the last part again?
Continue to move forward.
Oh, sorry, there's just a bit of an echo.
Sorry. Yeah,
I'm so
glad Pat does it.
Oh. I really am. I'm appreciative of finding your show tonight. It's what I needed to hear. I used to be a former flight attendant, so especially the Spread Your Wings and Fly. I'm also a fire sign, and my partnership involves a firefighter currently. So just to validate the cards for anybody who's listening, I mean, especially for both of us, I think that goes both ways, just to validate that and not just say,
yeah,
I agree with it.
I'm always amazed at how accurate tarot is. There's just something about it. I always ask spirit to assist in the readings and to provide answers for what people need to hear. And two, I used to be much more I used to be much more blunt, but now I'm softening up more because I don't want to deliver messages that people aren't ready to hear. So, but I didn't get any of that with you. Yours was pretty straightforward.
Well, the truth without tact, you can absolutely be blunt with me, and I think that's why I haven't really explored maybe this side of myself more, because I know there's that ability there. And as your previous caller mentioned, I had a near-death experience as a child. So after all that, I grew up, and then the past few years, I've lost 6 people in succession. And then my current relationship, which you think as a firefighter, has been very tumultuous. And some things have come to light, some deception within the fire department. And at the end of the day, he's still there. It's like, I want the best for him, but it's time to kind of part ways. Like, this part of our coupling's over. Sometimes people come around, not forever, you know, a reason, a season, or a lifetime. And I go by that. So in order for me, I think, to embrace what you're doing right here, right now, you give me inspiration, because I know in order to do that, I kind of have to let this part go, you know? Some things aren't meant to stay. But, yeah,
you
definitely validated.
Yeah, I know how hard that is, having to pull your separate
ways. Very
difficult.
Yes,
especially when you've been with somebody for a while, for years, even.
Yeah.
It's tough.
There's a lot of spiritual energy. Go ahead.
Hmm?
No, there's just a lot of spiritual energy around our coupling, because we – like I said, we were tied through property ownership, but not marriage, but that's still a commitment. So my father passed a few years ago, and we own a property that he had owned and he bought in, and I'm ready to leave. And I think he's confused by that, because it should be opposite. You know, I guess he would think it would be, but I'm like, yeah, go ahead. And, you know, he's still not understanding it. Just my time's over here. So, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. I drew some spirit animal cards for you if you're interested.
Sure.
The first card I got was the panther card. It's a black panther. And intuitively, I just feel like that's just encouraging you to be fierce and really go for what you want. And then I got the bear. And this bear feels very nurturing, so definitely allow that nurturing spirit within you to, like, shine through to others. And, you know, it doesn't just have to be for a child. It can be for just nurturing and loving people in your life.
Yeah.
And then I got the earthworm, so... the earthworm is just saying that you can dig your way through anything. Like, you know,
I like
you
that.
Can get through any obstacles. Just like the earth.
That means a lot. And sometimes I think you come into your own awakening, you feel alienated from, you know, a lot of people, family, friends, just because you're seeing things differently and, you know, may not be able to express that you understand or you see it from a different perspective, and you just can't allow, you know, yourself to be held back kind of by old or outdated ways of thinking. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yes, it does.
And that's been hard.
It's really tough with family and friends, especially when you're trying to make changes in your life. Yeah, I can definitely relate to that. You're definitely at a crossroads in your life, because I did see the crossroads in my mind's eye, and I also got an image of rain. What's the significance of rain to you?
Rain?
Rain, like from the sky, you know, rain.
Yeah. No, well, the first thing that came to my mind was my significant other is a water sign. First, he's a Pisces. His birthday is in a few weeks. It's actually the 26th. Second, when it rains, it pours. And I feel like that's kind of been the MO for the past few years, literally. Just one thing, you know, you just deal with one thing after another, and it's been hard to focus on myself, you know, because you transition and take on new responsibilities when people pass, or, you know, there's lifestyle changes and jobs, and now it's sort of like ground zero. Got to rebuild and rise. So that's what came to my mind. But it's also that rain brings life. Like, without rain, we wouldn't have, you know, the spring. I mean, brings growth. I think you have to sort of put water and nourishment to what's necessary, and that would probably be myself, and I've neglected her. So thank you so much.
Yeah, see, you're very intuitive.
I'm learning as I'm talking to you, because it's hard when you're just, you know, disconnected from people that are not really on that wavelength.
Yeah. Yeah, I can understand that.
Yeah. It's like, well, no, there's more of that. We're not seeing the big picture here. I don't want to be dealing with trivial things, you know? So you've given beautiful readings tonight, and I'm grateful for finding your show.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for calling. And if you ever, like I am fascinated by near-death experiences, so if you ever want to send me a message and share your story, even privately, that would be awesome if you wanted to.
I would love to.
If,
and I heard your previous call that you suggested Facebook. Now, I'm in a relationship where some things have gone wrong. Like, I've had a Facebook for 15 years, and I just can't log into it right now. So I don't know if that's a result of my separation trying to take place and some stuff going haywire, but I'm unable to get on there. So if you have an email or if there's links,
My email is, it's a long name. It's Christiana. ChristianaLeducer at hotmail.com.
Okay, that's, and the last C-H-R-I-S-T-I-A-N-A.
Nope, it's C-H-R-Y.
Okay.
S-T-Y-A-N-A. And then it's L-A-D-O-U-C-E-R at hotmail.com.
Awesome. I appreciate you sharing that, because I'd love to reach out, and it's been difficult to not have access to, you know, what is common in 2020, Facebook.
Yeah.
But it's also
It's
also been good.
I got to cut you off. I got to cut you off, because the show is going to end, and it's going to cut you off anyway. So it was a pleasure talking to you. Yeah, thank you for calling. Thank you.
Take care.
So thank you, everybody else. For the other person that called in, I'm sorry I can't get to you this evening. But call in next Sunday around 8:30 p.m. and I can get your call. Thank you so much, everybody. Take care and have a blessed evening.